welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Brower and Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And I'm coming to you again today from unbelievably monsoon raining Florida again, which is nothing abnormal right now. So hope you guys are enjoying your weather wherever you're listening from. If you need rain, come down to Florida. We have buckets of it waiting for you. So what are you doing today, Dad?
Well, it's interesting. We had a plug I had to disconnect, and so it was just, we weren't using it. It was one of those floor plugs, and so Mom had it all ready to go for me, so I thought I'd rush and do it real quick before the show started, so I didn't want to bother to figure out which individual circuit turned it off. So what I did is I just grabbed a pair of insulated pliers and just cut the hot lead, and of course, the insulated pliers had a crack in the insulation, so I just got lit up. You know how much I love getting shocked. And so, I'm jumping around the house, and of course I'm holding the circuit, the plug with my left hand, trying to do this with my right hand. So as soon as I did it, my whole body contracted and I squeezed the little plug thing so hard, put two holes in my left hand, because, you know, basically tore me down to the bone. I realized what an electrical contraction could do to you. But luckily I let loose that silly thing and got a pair of insulated pliers and shut the power off to the whole house. And fixed it. So it was one of my moments that I just don't like dealing with electricity, especially the wires are hot. But next time I'll shut the power off to the whole house to start with. So you know I'm wide awake right now. I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof now, just being, you know, wild because I don't know what to do with all the energy I have from the adrenals after they just got fried like that.
It will light your adrenal system up, man. That electricity is serious.
So that was my 20 minutes ago. So that was exciting. So yeah, I'm still pretty jazzed up from the electrical current running through my biochemical reaction body that basically operates in an electrical field of a hologram that really is affected negatively by electrical charges. So what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing today? We got a bunch of stories to cover today. In fact, I got an interesting one I want to start with just to begin with because it's a mother whose son had gotten blown up in an IUD, but he wasn't killed in Afghanistan, and he's responding to Khan, the Afghan guy, who basically slammed Donald Trump for his son being killed, you know, under Hillary Clinton's lead. I still don't know why that was Trump's fault. I haven't figured that out yet. So
yeah,
it kind of blows my mind. But I want to read you this. This is an online publisher, Sean Brown, posted on Facebook an opinion piece about Mr. Khan. A mother of war hero posted a comment on his page and has gone viral. Here's what she wrote. I'm going to read this. I'm going to try to make it as entertaining as I can, though she did a very good job, and so it doesn't need much massaging here. To the Muslim Gold Star father that spoke at the DNC, I have some thoughts on your comments because I'm a Blue Star mother. A Blue Star mother, I'm going to stick this in here, is a group of women who got together during World War II to provide support for other mothers whose sons were in the war. She goes, "My deepest condolences on the loss of your son. No family should have to endure such a loss. That being said, while your son is a hero, sir, you're not. My son has served three tours of combat in the countries you and your family came from, Iraq and Afghanistan, where his introduction to adulthood and service to something bigger than our individual selves. He was blown up by an IED set by your countrymen. His Purple Heart is a testament to his love for America and our freedoms." Now, her son is still alive. "I have suffered through his multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, never knowing from moment to moment if he would return home in a flag-draped coffin. It's a torture when a mother wakes up to this day and after day and sees the atrocities happening over there on the news and being helpless to change a thing. My comments to you will probably offend you, and I do not apologize. These things need to be said. Unlike you, I would never use my son's death, if it were to occur, as a pawn, peace, and support of a woman that left America's treasure to die unaided in Benghazi. That same woman that says vile things to her military details there to protect her. You, sir, are supposed to be a witness to your son's bravery and sacrifice. Instead, you stood on a stage and promoted that woman, Clinton, that upholds the very people that killed your son. You became a political pawn that promotes pandering to our enemy. You desecrated your son's memory by your words. You did not utter one word of an outrage at anyone but Donald Trump. Are you forgetting that Donald Trump did not kill your son? He had nothing whatsoever to do with these wars. He did not want the wars. His memory should mean more to you than 5 minutes of fame on the stage of a party that voted to send your son to war." This would be Barack Hussein Obama. "The same party that for 8 years has denied and cheated our veterans out of their deserved medical treatment, who for the last 3 years has cut our veterans' pay. Of note, your wife stood silent. She stood with her head covered, never uttering a word about her loss. She submitted to you, being her voice in front of the country. She abdicated her free voice to you, as would any good Sharia law wife and mother. Let me say, this was not lost on the American military moms, myself included. Had it been my son being used as a political prop, no one would have silenced me. I would be voicing my grief, my pride, my love to him to the world. A man cannot speak to a mother's loss. No man knows her heart at the loss of a child. She did her heroic son a disservice by her silence. You should uncover her head and her heart to be an American mother you claim. And last of all, you dared to flash your pocket constitution and ask if Trump has read it. I dare to ask you, sir, have you read it? If you say yes, then I dare to say to you, how could you represent your part, that party, the Democrats who killed your son? How can you support this Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton? How can you affiliate your family with a party and candidate that will not even call the radicals that killed your son what they are? How can you support a current administration that diminishes your son's death by denying he even had an enemy? And if you have read our Constitution, how could you cover your soulmate in colorful submissive sheets and have the audacity to speak for her? Your son died for the Constitution that you so carelessly waved around on national TV in support of every party, of the very party that exists to destroy the Constitution, the Democratic Party. As a soldier's mother, no one could ever speak for me. I find your outrage artificial. I found your party affiliation offensive. I find your wife's silence atrocious and offensive. I find you a political fool. I find your son to have been your greatest accomplishment, and you, sir, have dishonored him. I hope you memorize that pocket constitution so you understand what it means to be a real American hero. You are not one. You were used. Your son would not be proud of you. My only hope is that when my son goes for a fourth time to combat radical Islamic terrorists, and he will know that his mother never stood submissively silent about an American hero. Yes, your son was a hero that could not be manipulated by you, sir, but sir, you are a weak-minded fool. I would love to hear your thoughts this morning about the 1,500 American soldiers on the airbase in Turkey being held hostage as I type. Not a word from this president, or your party that you adore, or the media that so thoroughly manipulated and used you and your wife. So what do you say, sir? What will you say to a Blue Star and Gold Star family if these heroes die? In my opinion, you will say nothing. Wow. You talk about chewing somebody out, Austin.
Man.
Now, this thing went viral because her son's already done 3 tours of duty over there and going in for a 4th. And she's basically saying, hey, look, you know, you're just a lowlife. You're a fool. And you know what? I got to agree with everything she said. I've got to agree with it. He wants to get on the doggone national TV and talk about Donald Trump after it was the Democratic Party that started this mess over there in earnest with Barack Obama 8 years ago, finishing up with that blithering idiot George W. did. I mean, this whole thing is a complete and total unmitigated disaster, and Trump says that. We had no right going in there and overthrowing all of those countries and killing all of those people and sending all of our soldiers and as fodder to be murdered, killed, burned alive, and blown up over there. This is complete and total political theater with Khan on the Democratic stage. So, guys, I personally think he has really soiled himself. I personally think that he has done himself irreparable damage from a psychological standpoint and from a social standpoint. And I personally believe the Democratic Party used him, they abused him, and they tossed him. And sadly, the vast majority of the people are still talking about the fact that Trump attacked him because of his affiliation, selling all of these different passports and immigration visas and all the other weird stuff that he was involved in. So guys, bravo to the Blue Star Mom. They don't have her name posted, or I'd send her a personal thank you letter. So there you go, guys. That's my first story, Austin. What do you think about that? And then you have a story for me today.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, man. That was interesting. Well, also, too, our questions and our thoughts on the election being basically corrupted and the ballot machines being corrupted are now becoming truer and truer. Now it's been released that DHS wants to take full control of the election system. According to the New York Times article, the Obama administration wants DHS to run our electronic ballot casting system as DHS wants to classify our election process now as critical infrastructure. This is interesting because this is all because of George Bush after 9/11 with Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. Remember, guys, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, did not exist as an entity before 9/11 and before Bush put them into power with this giant, giant police state of what they've built now. According to the USA Today article, DHS secretary plays a central role in deciding what public and private sectors should receive the critical infrastructure designation, and it looks to be now that Obama is now giving DHS the green light to classify the electronic ballot casting system as critical infrastructure, which would completely give Homeland Security full control over that entire process. This is what we warned about in 2002 when Homeland Security started to come about, was this was the start of a police state, and boy, were we right about it. It's way worse than we ever expected. I mean, I know you already figured that they were going to do something with the election system, Dad, but I didn't think DHS was going to get involved in it, but not much surprising anymore.
Well, the states don't have to do this. The states can stop this. The states can tabulate their own election results and send them to Washington and make them public. The state of Florida does not have to comply with these rules. They don't. I mean, this is states' rights, and the state has the right to have its votes counted properly. And if DHS wants to tabulate the votes after they've been sent by individual states that have already reported it via online distribution to everybody else, that's one thing. But guys, letting DHS, Department of Homeland Security, come in is basically the brown shirts that Hitler had. That's what this is all about. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that, it's like Austin said, we knew this was going to happen. I remember in 2001, when the trade towers came down, I was so upset about the Patriot Act and the formation of the Department of Homeland Security. And all my friends, and this, I mean literally all of them, except, you know, no, I mean all of them. I'm not even, nobody, not all of them. They were all about going to war with Iraq, attacking another country. And my response was this: let's find out who did this first. Let's find out who did 9/11 first. Let's find out if this was a false flag. Let's find out what the heck this is all about. And of course, the government came in and destroyed all the evidence, wouldn't let an independent, any independent people come in and test the steel for all the thermite. You know, Judy Wood thinks it was doggone some type of microwave particle beam weapon that was used to dustify 9/11. And how do you turn a building to dust? I want to know that. I mean, when concrete crumbles, it doesn't turn to dust. You may have a little bit of dust powder from the breaking of the concrete, but like the building disappeared. And in fact, Judy Wood wrote a book, Where Did the Buildings Go? Where Did the Towers Go? And I read the book, several hundred pages long. It's about 400 pages long. And she says basically she's a physicist, and she works in building destruction and growth, and she has all these degrees in physics in this field, in building demolition, etc. And she knows what's happening. She says, I don't understand this, because the bulk of the building just went to dust. You know, you see the dust coming off the building. So it doesn't make any sense to me. None of this makes any sense to me, except for perhaps a combination of thermite or maybe a mini nuke, or maybe some type of particle beam weapon that they used, you know, from their space-based platform, which could have explained why cars a mile away were bursting into flames as this energy beam was being directed. Otherwise, it would make any sense why cars a mile away would be bursting into flames. So the whole thing is kind of crazy when you stop and you think about what happened with 9/11 and Department of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. Remember, the Patriot Act is worded almost identically to the Enabling Act that Hitler used in 1933 when the false flag happened that burned the Reichstag. And he basically declared himself Fuhrer, dumped the Constitution, centralized the government, exactly what Bush did. And the wording is almost identical, which would make sense, because if the fascists are taking over the government in Washington, they have been since World War II, with Prescott Bush at the lead, then why would they not model something directly after the Enabling Act? So yes, Austin, you're absolutely right. This is something that's happened to us 16 years ago, 15 years ago, and it's not getting any better. And the problem is, now we're knowing that Mossad and the Saudis and rogue elements of our own government, including the CIA, were directly involved in the demolition of these towers. And we know that, or space-based weapon platforms controlled by the United States were involved. We know something happened that we'll probably never know the entire truth. I remember a couple of years ago, I was an acting professor. I went as a guest professor at Southeastern University, and I spoke to one of the classes there. There were maybe 30 kids in the room, and I asked them, He says, how many of you believe we were told the whole truth, or how many of you believe we were not told the whole truth about 9/11? And every single person in the classroom, every one of these young kids, now they're, I guess they would be 22, 23, 24 years old now. Everybody raised their hands and said, hey, we weren't told the truth. In fact, yesterday Harrison was talking to one of his friends who he finds out listens to our show every day, who's 20 years old. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I mean, so that, well, no, we're seeing what's happening, Austin. We're reporting the news, and everybody knows that we don't have any ulterior motives here. Everybody knows that we're not running infomercials here. Everybody knows that we're telling the truth to the best of our abilities. And the sad part about it is, a lot of the mainstream press in the patriot movement, the mainstream patriot folks, have lost a lot of their way here. And they're saying things and doing things they shouldn't ought to be doing, and sadly that's not helping anybody's case. But oh, but here's another story: parents of the Benghazi victims are now suing Hillary Clinton personally for wrongful death and defamation because she's running around telling them all that they're liars and saying that they're liars. Parents of two soldiers killed in the Benghazi Libya attack on September the 11th, 2012. Are suing then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, alleging that her use of private email server led to the deaths of their children, Pat Smith, mother of the U.S. American Foreign Service member, and Sean Smith, and Charles Woods, Navy of the father of Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, are represented by Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch, who filed a lawsuit on Monday in federal court. The lawsuit claims that Clinton sent and received confidential and classified email information through a private server, and it is highly probable that the defendant Clinton, as Secretary of State, sent and received information that about Ambassador Stevens and thus the U.S. Department of State activities and covert operations in Benghazi, which I believe that she did. Because remember, when you watch the movie 13 Hours, if you watch it again, they go in for that one little press conference. It wasn't even really supposed to be a press conference. It was supposed to be, he's supposed to be speaking at this little place in the middle of Benghazi. And all of a sudden, just they're deluged with people and press, and everybody shows up to cover this thing. And he goes, how did everybody find out that we were here? The security was going nuts. Somebody was leaking information. And I really believe it was the Wicked Witch of Benghazi doing that. And so do these people. They filed a lawsuit on her. But guys, here's the thing we got to do. We got to pray for these people who are filing these lawsuits that they don't end up committing alleged suicide again. I mean, with all these people dropping dead, it's like we're back in the 90s again, or we're all the way back in Arkansas with all the people dying there. I mean, when this Clinton machine cranks up, they don't care who they kill. They just knock people off left and right. It's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my whole life, and that the media never, ever reports about it. I mean, guy shoots himself twice in the head. Oh, he committed suicide. I mean, really? Guy takes an axe and cuts his own head off. Oh, he committed suicide? Oh, really? I'm being facetious here, but I'm not being facetious, okay? It's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen, Austin, that these guys can get away with stuff like this, and it's always suicide, 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 you know, or whatever. And guys, we got to pray for these folks that are the parents now, because I saw him on CNN the other night, and he was talking about Hillary was an unbelievable liar, and as she was telling them that she was a liar, that she stood over the flag-draped coffin of their son and told him, that they told the parents that she would get to the bottom of the people who had released the video that had caused this attack, knowing full and well it was a blatant lie when she said it. Now she's denying even having said that, and now she's saying that the family of the victims are liars and they're lying about her. I mean, unbelievable. This whole thing is just, I don't even know how in the world she basically has any people listening to her at all. I know they put up just yesterday, I got an email in. An independent poll was done with 50,000 voters nationwide, a third basically independents, a third Democrat, and a third Republicans, randomly chosen. They were called to ask who they were voting for, and it was like 70% were voting for Trump, and like 19% were voting for Hillary. I mean, it's some insane number like that. I mean, so I don't know where CNN or the rest of these yin-yangs are coming up with these crazy polls, but the numbers aren't even close. I mean, Trump's still bringing 20, 30, 40,000 people to rallies. Hillary's still bringing in 100. I mean, it's crazy. They're busting high school kids at the fill the rally places up as they help her up the stairs. And though, so now, yeah, I was thinking yesterday, you know, we talked about her being helped up the stairs. She could have been drunk too. She could have been drunk. And you know, and of course, if she's coming down with Parkinson's, she could be Parkinson's, have Parkinson's, or she could have been drunk because these guys are huge boozers. Let me tell you another story. Back in the 90s, when I was on the seminar circuit with Bush Senior H, and you know, Colin Powell and Schwarzkopf and Larry King and Mary Lou Retton, this, I could just give this list for 40 people, and it would sound kind of weird, but I'm not going to do that. You can look at it on my website. But what was interesting, I mean, I'm always coming on, we're speaking to 20, 30, 40, 50,000, no, it wasn't 50, 20, 30, 40,000 people in a seminar, sometimes a stadium full. And what was crazy is, that the Secret Service details had left the White House to stay with Barbara and H. Bush, and they had been assigned to the White House, to the presidency, and they told us that they would not stay with the Clintons in the White House because they were so vile and that Hillary treated them so badly. And all she did was, it was just GDFing everybody is what she was doing constantly, cursing the Secret Service, screaming at them, cussing at them, putting them down, all of this stuff. I mean, insane. That's how she acted. And they said it was a giant party in the White House, and that basically all there were, it was just everybody was drunk all the time having parties. I mean, really? This is our commander-in-chief? Not. The commander and sexual predator is what he was. And you know, and Hillary's running, interference for him, so he doesn't get himself in more and more trouble with all these people that he was basically raping and having sex with. I mean, these are not good people, guys, is what I'm trying to say. The Secret Service never leaves a White House detail that I know of and goes on the road to support President Bush, former President Bush, and Barbara Bush. And you know, to do all of that, I don't understand it. But they couldn't deal with the Clintons, Austin. So I thought I'd mention that to everybody. That's how bad it was with those guys. I remember the first time we were at the Reunion Arena in Dallas, and I remember the first time I spoke with Bush, and we had like 17,000 people there. This is back in 94, I think. And I'll never forget, he ended up, we had snipers in the rafters in those ghillie suits, right? Looking like metal, up in the rafters with 223s all over the audience, you know, all up in the attic, because they were afraid, because Saddam Hussein had put a hit out on H. And basically, I wanted him killed, and they were afraid that he was going to be assassinated. So that we were like in there underneath military rifle scopes, which didn't make me feel safer. It just didn't make me feel safer. Okay, but that was back in '94, when you know, after Bush had got out of office and Clinton was in. So anyhow, that's enough of my pontificating of my past. Well, what's your next story, Oz?
Well, this is funny. I wanted to pull this up since you had just mentioned it. There was another media got called out again. Now the Hill newspaper is being accused of massive Hillary favoritism over there at a rally in Florida. Clinton holds a Florida rally. It was illustrated by a picture of having a huge speech surrounded by a huge group of people. However, the image was obviously a mock-up, and it was photoshopped with people layered into the shot. There was a secondary independent photos, and you can see that there was literally like 176 people, there's what they stated. And the article said a couple hundred people showed up. Door count put the number at 171 into the St. Petersburg venue, capable of holding an excess of 4,000 people with seating. The media's apparent effort to artificially inflate the size of Hillary's crowd is noteworthy, given that Donald Trump has consistently accused the press of refusing to show the huge attendances at his rallies and basically refused to show her just abysmal people at her rallies. So I thought that was funny. I would bring that up because that's exactly what's going on. The media is just doing every single thing they can to manipulate this entire thing with Hillary and make everybody think that this is really something that it's not, because there are not a lot of people that are supporting, like you just said, with that poll, like 17%. I'm not seeing any Hillary stickers. I'm not seeing any Hillary signs. And I mean, I know when Obama was running, I mean, it was crazy how many Obama signs I saw over the place. I mean, the Democrats were out strong and proud for that boy when he was running. And it's like, Hillary, I don't see anything. There's nothing around here at all. Well, anyway, I don't know if you, Dad, have you seen him either?
No, not a one. But Ken, but you remember, though, George W. was so hated. Okay, that blithering idiot was so hated. And I met him, too. I've talked to him and his wife. They were so hated. I mean, that they could have run the Democrats could have run a dead hamster and won. Okay, the Republicans were not going to win that race with McCain and Palin. That wasn't going to happen. Not even possible. It wasn't going to happen because the anti-Bush sentiment was so strong because of getting us in these wars. And then Obama comes in. I'm going to end the wars. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get us out of there. Everything he said was a lie. Everything he said he was going to do was a lie. Affordable health care, not. Ending the war, not. Getting us out of Afghanistan, not. Getting us out of Iraq, well, you may have reduced the thing over there. I mean, we've lost Iraq now. I mean, everything he said he was doing, closing Guantanamo Bay, not. I mean, on and on and yep. on. The guy, listen to me, guys. This gay Kenyan in the White House, he was put there because of hatred towards George Bush. That was the only reason he was in. He was never vetted. The Republican Party was in on it. They should have called into account his background, who he was, and all of these weird things about his birth certificate. They should have said, no way, we're putting a gay Kenyan in the White House. No way, no way, no way. They knew he was gay. They could have released the information on all of that. They could have released the information on his Kenyan passports and, you know, an Indonesian passports. They could have released all of that, but they did not. Because remember, the Bush-Cheney White House and the Clinton White House with Al Gore, all the way back to Ronald Reagan, has been controlled by the Bush-Clinton-Rothschild-Rockefeller cartel. That's how this whole thing's been going for 36 years now after Reagan got shot. So now, finally, everybody's waking up and we're going, you know what? German word's genug, which means enough. We've had genug of this. You know, we're not going to go to Hillary's rally. I mean, even our super ultra-liberal neighbors who had Obama stickers and everybody else's stickers from the time we've lived here for 20-something years, they would even put, they don't even have a Clinton sticker up. Because most of the Democrats who were really true hardcore Democrats, Austin, they were going for Bernie Sanders. And yeah, that whole thing was total election fraud. Here's another article. This is a... to totally change the subject. This is an article on places to not buy from. These are Monsanto basically supporting companies who don't want to tell you what's in their food. And let me give you some of them because some of them are big. Don't buy from these guys as far as I'm concerned. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you advice here. Don't buy from these guys because you don't know what's in their food. Aunt Jemima. Everybody knows Aunt Jemima. Betty Crocker. Okay. Coca-Cola. Chef Boyardee. ConAgra. Frito-Lay. Famous Amos. Duncan Hines. General Mills, Green Giant,
ho ho ho,
then maybe not anymore, okay, Hormel, Hungry Jack, Jiffy, KC Masterpiece, Kellogg's, Kool-Aid, Kraft, V8, Uncle Ben's, Tombstone Pizza, Quaker, Procter & Gamble, Pringles, man, there's nothing left, Prego Pasta Sauce, Post Cereals, Pepsi, Roni Pasta, Nabisco, Miss Butters, Loma Linda, Lean Cuisine. You know, guys, if all of these guys are dumping GMO glyphosate products into the food supply, into the food chain, no wonder everybody's so sick. This is the bulk of the people that are basically supplying the food to the population of the United States, and they're all in bed with Monsanto. Unbelievable, Austin. What do you think about that?
Well, no, it is, because a lot of these big companies like that, they have all these different smaller brands that they control and own right underneath them. And, I mean, you're putting out some pretty big names right there. And, I mean, so, I mean, if you're right, if this is what is really going on, if all these guys are really supporting Monsanto, there's no question about it. I mean, it's pretty clear that, I mean, almost, you know, probably I would say, beg to say, 90% of the mainstream food now is pretty much controlled by some type of Monsanto-supporting company. And that's why everybody has to be adamant about trying to get good, clean, organic food and not putting up with this type of nonsense. It's just not, it's not acceptable anymore, and we can't keep putting up with it because it's going to get worse and worse and worse. This article from Natural Health 365 I wanted to bring up today, this apparently is legitimate. I looked it up, and this is not a joke. They go on to say, they start off, say, have you ever felt sick after flying? You only assume it's a jet lag or maybe a virus you picked up. Well, think again. You might have been exposed to an insecticide, pesticide, or other toxic chemical deliberately being sprayed by the airline. This process now is being referred to as disinfection, a word that seems to have been made up by the TSA or airline industry. It's the spraying of an insecticide or pesticide in an airplane and is now permitted under international law. The Department of Transportation says that the supposed intent is to protect public health, crops, agriculture, and the environment. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the World Health Organization, there you go again, the WHO, admit that aircraft cabins are being sprayed with what they are calling a fast-acting insecticide with passengers on board right before takeoff, while other airlines are instead treating the aircraft interiors with aerosol right before passengers get on board. This is crazy, guys. Many airline passengers are already reporting negative health effects from exposure to toxic chemicals on flights, including flu-like symptoms, sinus issues, rashes, hives, headaches, swollen joints. Some is saying they're having acute respiratory problems and anaphylactic shock. Not surprising, though, at this time, the World Health Organization is downplaying the symptoms and concerns voiced by passengers. They are stating there is no evidence that these insecticide sprays cause any risk to human health and that the sprays are completely safe. That's pretty crazy. Then my question is, how long have they been doing this for? Because now they're just coming out and saying it. You know, it always bothers me getting on an airplane. You know, sometimes you got to do it, you got to do it. But, man, it's weird when you get on there and you're just in this little capsule and they're feeding you the little air on your little air vent. There's no place you can go. There's nothing else you can breathe. And, so now they're spraying insecticides and pesticides inside the airline cabins to prevent any type of issues with crop or transfer of insecticides throughout the states or countries, which is total bogus, by the way. What do you think about that? That just sounds beyond bizarre to me.
Well, I wonder if you get in trouble if you wore a double can of respirator mask walking on the airplane.
I doubt
it. You kind of start sounding like Darth Vader as you're walking through with a respirator mask. I mean, I don't know, guys. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I remember the Nazi concentration camps and a lot of prisons. They still do the same thing, or they used to do it, maybe not as much. They would de-louse the people. They did it with Ellis Island when the immigrants were coming in from overseas, and they would strip them down if they had any kind of disease, and they would isolate them, and they would take them in the back, and they would, you know, basically, they'd put them in a shower, and then they would hit them with powder to get the lice off of them, because lice are so contagious. So, I don't know. I mean, I hate to think that people flying around now are basically covered in lice. I don't want to believe that. So, you know, whether they should treat these planes, I don't really have a problem with them treating the plane with a non-human toxin, pesticide, but what in the world are they spraying on us again? Are they intentionally infecting us? I mean, some of these same airplanes are the ones that are spraying us with chemtrails, for heaven's sakes. I mean, so now are they putting other spray units in there to add additional toxins into our lungs when we fly on an airplane? I mean, the World Health Organization and Bill Gates Foundation and all the rest of them want to massively reduce the population of the planet, and Bill Gates doesn't fly commercial. That didn't happen.
No.
He has his own private fleet of jets. I mean, so I don't know. I think it's pretty awful that somebody's had to break the story on this and that we didn't know about it, because you could always wear protection. You could always, like I said, wear at least a surgical mask to cover up when you walk onto an airplane. So at least if you're breathing it, if it's large enough, particulates will be filtered out by the surgical mask. So, wow, good heads up on that one, Austin. What's your next story?
That's why I wanted to bring that up. This is also interesting, too. The biotechnology firms in Vietnam have brought out now a genetically modified coconut, and they're rolling out to change the characteristics of the composition of the fatty acids, particularly to prevent any type of moths or butterflies from being able to get in these things. Field trials are already underway. Research projects are claiming that the genetically mutated coconuts are limited to laboratories and greenhouses. However, most people do not believe that at all, as we also heard the same thing about GMO wheat that never got released and never even was able to be purchased or sold, yet now there's massive fields of them up in Washington State. So this is interesting. The coconut is one of the best natural foods as far as the fatty acids that are in it, the oils, the water, the enzymes, all this stuff. And now, of course, leave it to the biotech firms. They're making a GMO version of coconut, which I'm sure they're going to start trying to bring on a mass scale. So far, they're doing it over in Vietnam, supposedly only in test trials. They haven't released it out into the wild yet, but that'll happen soon enough. It's like a never-ending thing, guys. It's just every time you turn around, it's another GMO food. It's another mutant-manipulated food again. I mean, it's kind of sad, but, I mean, when's enough enough? I mean, you know, these foods have been growing for thousands and thousands of years. Due to popular belief, I know these guys in these labs think they're like God, and they just need to fix everything because there's no way it could possibly grow on its own. But this is crazy. Just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. And this is getting out of hand. I mean, coconuts now, they're one of the hardest things to even get infected. I mean, they're coconuts. They're coconuts. There's not an issue with coconut growth at all anywhere in the world, but yet now they're making GMO versions of them. It's like it never ends, Deb.
Well, they want to patent the seeds and patent the coconut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's all about the money all the time. Remember these Sabatean boys? That's what they do. Everything's about the money. Money, money, money,
yeah.
Money, money. You know, it's like that old movie, you know, it's the same thing that Jesus called them out for in the doggone synagogue. You know, your father's the devil, man. He just straight called them out. If you read the book Pawns in the Game by William Carr, it's free online. You guys can read it. Pawns in the Game, P-A-W-N-S, like a chess pawn. Pawns in the Game by William Carr, free PDF download online. He goes into the scriptures with Jesus and everything else. And these are the same group of people that are basically druidic, who basically worship Lucifer, who do all of this stuff, who've been around since the Tower of Babel, and who kind of just, you know, hide basically in the shadows. It's just this shadow group of people that run everything and handle the money supply in the United States. It's sad. Here's another interesting article. Muggings and a stray bullet in gridlock marked the first Olympic weekend. Of course it does. Many Olympic vets were half empty with ticket prices out of reach for many Brazilians. But those who did come to Olympic Park and other venues faced long, long, long lines to get in, sometimes for hours or more. Leaving the venues has also proven challenging, with the main roads largely closed off to traffic and taxis because of security concerns. Senior official lawman and head of security of the opening ceremonies was the target in attempted mugging outside the head guy from law enforcement, right? He got mugged outside the stadium early Saturday, in which his police escort shot and killed a would-be mugger. Also Saturday, Portuguese education minister Rodriguez was mugged by a knife-wielding attacker. Both events happened even as more than 85,000 soldiers and police have been dispatched to Rio to improve security for the games. The most serious incident of the weekend was confirmed at a news conference Sunday as a bullet tore through the roof of the Olympic Equestrian Center's media room. Rio Olympic spokesperson Mario Andrada at first quickly dismissed the incident, saying it was a stray bullet and not an attack on the center, but he did not say how that was determined. So we have stray bullets just flying around in Rio, and that's supposed to be okay? I mean, it's a stray bullet, everybody. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Stray bullets are not cool, man. They can still kill you. You shoot bullets straight up in the air and they come down even at 175 miles an hour when they're falling back to earth. They can still go right to the top of your skull and kill you. Don't be shooting guns up in the air, guys. If you have to discharge your weapon for some reason and you don't have a clear target, discharge it into the dirt. Don't discharge it into the air, or don't arc it. No matter what you do, don't arc it. And don't arc 50 caliber rounds if you got a 50. They just don't stop, man. They go for 4 or 5 miles when you arc them. So just play cool with this. Pretend like you got somebody at the other end of the arc that's fixing to get torn in half by a 50. So shoot in the dirt, guys. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, no, that's one thing that I've always, you know, you see it in old movies, Western movies, stuff like that. You know, they're getting somebody's attention. They start shooting stuff up in the air. You know, I don't know, when you're out in Texas and you're on, you know, 50,000 acres of ranch, you're not really worried about it. But when you're in any type of, you know, environment where there's urban areas anywhere, even closer proximity, you really have to use discretion for shooting a firearm. And quite frankly, I've never shot a firearm in my life directly up in the air. It's always been discharged at a specific target with the intent of hitting that target and stopping at that point. When you start shooting stuff around, again, you have this issue. You have stray bullets flying around. But, yeah, welcome to Rio. Hope the Olympics are fun down there for everybody.
I have no idea why they're there.
No.
Article. The Bush administration official says the Saudi ties in 9/11 were hidden in order to protect the Iraqi war narrative. Well, there you go. We already knew that. As former State Department office official Lawrence Wilkerson tells, the 28 pages that were blocked out to the White House was basically they wanted to do it because they wanted to sell an invasion of Iraq and not Saudi Arabia. And so they wanted to go to war with Iraq. Anything that supported al-Qaeda connections with Baghdad, therefore, was good. Saudi Arabia just confused things. Don't confuse people with the truth. That's really important. Well, says Wilkerson, who served in the Bush administration as chief of staff to Secretary of State Colin Powell, who, by the way, was my friend back in the 90s. Haven't seen him in years, but they threw him under the bus for that whole deal. That wasn't so much an effort to protect the Saudis, I don't think, as it was an effort to justify the war with Iraq. I disagree with that 100%. I think it was both. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, you're definitely accurate on that. There's the article, too, that I want to bring up real quick that I saw. An audit now is revealing, that the Pentagon doesn't know where $6.5 trillion has gone. Well, we've heard about this repeatedly. It was Cheney that released this information right before 9/11 happened. Now we have more information. The new Department of Defense Inspector General's report released last week shows a glaring report revealed that the Pentagon could not account for $6.5 trillion worth of Army General Fund transactions and data, according to a report by the Fiscal Times. Beginning in 1996, all federal agencies were mandated by law to conduct regular financial audits. However, the Pentagon has never complied with this federal law. In 20 years, it has never accounted for the trillions of dollars in taxpayer funds it has spent or lost. The Defense Finance and Accounting Service provides financial and accounting services for the Pentagon's civilian and military members did not have adequate documentation for $6.5 trillion worth of gear and adjustments to Army General Fund transactions and data. For every transaction, the so-called journal watcher that provides serial numbers, transaction dates, and the amount of the expenditure is supposed to be produced every time. The report specifies that the agency has done such a poor job in providing documentation of their transactions, there is no way to actually know how $6.5 trillion was spent. The government has no way of knowing how the Pentagon has spent the money at all or what they have spent the money on in any way. For two decades, the U.S. military has been able to submit to an audit. And what's crazy about this is, this is insane, and this is the whole reason, guys, why the George Washington, the Founding Fathers, said it's so important from keeping a government-controlled standing army from operating in the United States. It was never designed to be like this. It was designed to be the militia. It was designed to be the colonies that had servicemen that came together as a strong military unit, the same way that Switzerland has their military as a civilian base as well. When you allow this entity like the Pentagon to have literally unlimited amounts of cash, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and not have to account for any of it, this is how the black op money gets funded.
That's
this
right.
is how the CIA moves their dough. This
That's
is
right.
how all this stuff happens under the table. When they can't figure out how to get more black op money, they pull money out of the Pentagon slush fund, and hence we have $6.5 trillion that can't even be accounted for. That's insane. I mean, do you understand the level of money we're talking about? And this isn't like it was some Bobo project on a plane or a ship that was just getting completely utilized poorly. This money just disappeared. They don't even know where it went, how it was spent, how long ago it was spent, where it went. I mean, they have no idea. That's egregious to me that we pay so much money in taxes every year, and they can't even figure out where $6.5 trillion went. We're not talking about $100,000 here, $50. We're talking about $6 trillion, man.
Well, you know, think about this. You know,
on
September the 10th, 2001, I believe it was, I think it was Rumsfeld or it was a Cheney, I can't remember, came forward and said that $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon budget. So this is something they do on a regular basis. And then the next day, 9/11 hit. It completely obscured those numbers. No one ever talked about them again because 9/11 was a much bigger story. That's why he did it when he did it late in the afternoon, because that way no news agencies would pick up on it forever. And they never did. And what's interesting about this is where the money is going for exactly what Austin said. If we're running the black ops, remember we got $1 trillion coming in from the Afghan heroin, but that's not enough. It's not enough. It's just not enough. So they got to run $6.5 trillion in deficits. They got to build a deep underground military basis. Some of these things are a mile underground. You know, I don't know what they're planning on doing down there if they're doggone entrance caves. And I don't know how they're planning on getting out. You know, we've got a whole bunch of people out there spending a whole bunch of money on weapons-based platforms in space. We got a bunch of that going on. We got a bunch of R&D going into the research for the basically what it is just the fallen angel spaceships or the alien spaceships or the Roswell spaceships, whatever you want to call all that. We got that whole black ops thing going. We got the CIA thing going. Think about it. We got $20 trillion deficit on the books, which we know is a lot higher than that, some several hundred trillion, but we got $20 trillion that we talk about. Well, a third of that is this. Approximately a third is this. So, I mean, if you just whack that out, you'd be able to cut the deficit that we have on the books that we broadcast to the American population with our $20 trillion debt, $20 trillion debt. A third of that would just go away if we could just find out where that money went. But, guys, it doesn't work that way in the military. It doesn't work that way in the CIA. It doesn't work that way in black ops. They don't want you to know where the money goes. The money just goes into a rat hole because they don't want you to know that they're spraying you with aluminum, barium, and strontium every day from airplanes. They don't want you to know that. So that's how this thing works. What do you think, Oz?
No, that's exactly how it works. It just disappears. It just goes where they need it to go whenever they need to do it, and they say, hey, don't serialize this. don't, you know, ear note this, nothing. Just, we're going to make sure that this money goes here and nobody's going to know what happened. It's just going to disappear. And the sad part is, it's our taxpayers' money, all of us, so that we pay in every year. It goes to that. And on top of that, it goes to the further debt. Here's a health article that I wanted to address, too. This is interesting. A large group of medical doctors, psychiatrists, and researchers now are demanding the American Psychiatric Association retract a study that relied upon influence to determine the effectiveness of antidepressants that were widely prescribed among children and teens. This was a study that was published over 10 years ago in the American Journal of Psychiatry, touting the benefits of Celexa in younger populations suffering from depression. However, now, a recent analysis of the research found gross misrepresentations about the safety and effectiveness of the drug, including the fact that Celexa worked no better than the placebo. The researchers said that the study reflected the pervasive influence of the marketing objectives of Forest Laboratories, which was the Celexa manufacturer, and a scientific manuscript was written primarily for marketing purposes and only secondary as a peer-reviewed journal. The study was totally fabricated to extend the consumer base for Celexa to children and teens, which is now the fastest-growing demographic for antidepressants. The analysis revealed that the study was written by none other than ghostwriters employed by Forest Laboratories, who seriously misrepresented the data and the drug's safety and efficacy. As reported by Stat News, procedural deviations in the study were not reported, negative outcomes were not reported, and side effects were misleadingly analyzed. The revelation come roughly after 2 months. You guys, when I talked about this a few months ago, after that groundbreaking report that almost all antidepressants marketed for children are ineffective. It was the research study published in The Lancet reported that out of 14 antidepressants, only one provided some depression relief for children and teens. All of the other 13, such as Effexor and other ones, increased the risk of suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts in younger populations and gave no effects whatsoever for depression relief. So this is, again, guys, why I'm so adamant about trying to wake people up about the side effects of all these medications that you hear about. People always go, oh, it's, you know, I love, I hear, they hear all the time, it's safe. If it wasn't safe, it wouldn't be on the market. And I just start laughing uncontrollably because, quite frankly, if that's your mentality, if you really, truly believe that, I can't even have any further discussion with you at that point because you're already so brainwashed, it's a waste of time. This right here shows you exactly what I talked about 2 months ago, that one out of 14 antidepressants only showed some relief. All the other ones caused suicidal thoughts, actions, and provided no relief. This is some toxic, dangerous stuff we're pumping into our teenagers and adults, too. But the problem is, guys, when you start pumping in these antidepressants and these serotonin reuptake inhibitors in these teenagers and kids, that their brains are still so soft and not even close to develop. There's no understanding of what type of long-term side effects you cause with serotonin, dopamine, everything. It completely ruins the brain chemistry, and it never goes back to normal after they're on these. I've known so many people that have gotten hooked on these antidepressants, and they can't come off of them. They're full-blown addicted to antidepressants, even though they feel bad on them. When they try and detox and come off of them, they go massive suicidal, and they have no idea what to do with themselves. This is some really, really rough stuff, and I never recommend adults taking it, and I can't ever see a legitimate purpose for putting a child on any of this stuff under any circumstances. That's just my opinion. You have to make your own choice. But I wanted to bring this article up again to you guys so you understand the dangers of this stuff and why you really, really need to reevaluate it if this is some type of option you've even considered.
Well, that was well said. Let me say a couple more things about this. I wrote a book on this back in the night. Yep. Actually, I think it was 2001. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disability in Children. And we linked all of the shootings that I could get information on the children from the 90s, and like Columbine, to these kids being on these antidepressants and doing these crazy things. I've had people tell me, I cannot believe I took one of those things one time and I wanted to kill my whole family. I had dreams of killing my family. I want to put my children into an oven and cook them. I mean, all kinds of crazy, bizarre, weirdo stuff. So I'm not saying that if a person's truly psychotic and they're like way out there and they just basically can't even be controlled, that giving them something like this may not help them in some way. But guys, are you kidding me? You know, teenagers who are going through some problems with puberty or acceptance at their school, are you joking me? Give them drugs like this? I'm talking about if a person has been institutionalized and you're giving them stuff like this. Okay, maybe. But the first course of treatment from these doctors that aren't even psychiatrists giving these kids this stuff is complete and total it's just quackery to me. It should never be done. It's been shown that fish oil is more effective in Prozac than combating mild to moderate forms of depression. 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, activated methylated B vitamins. You know, every once in a while I get down about something, okay? But it happens to all of us. But when I do, I think, oh, wait a minute, I know what to do. I'm going to take a 5-HTP. If it's morning and I feel kind of yucked out about something, I'll take 4B vitamins, 4B5, B6. And I'm not talking this happens very often, guys, maybe once or twice a year at the most. I'll take these supplements, and within an hour, I don't feel that way anymore. Now, what's causing that? I don't know. I could have a 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan deficiency. I don't know, because our brain is so complicated, we have no idea how it works. But all I know is this. You can feel really good, have tremendous energy. I mean, we got my friend's Mike, he wrote a whole article for me. He was having all kinds of mental issues. And he started on a really good brain supplement protocol that we have available at healthmasters.com. And wow, it just took off on him within a couple of months. He was great. He was doing wonderful. But he was having horrible, horrible anxiety attacks and horrible fits of depression and suicidal thoughts. His son had gotten killed on a motorcycle and he didn't know what to do. He was basically just ready to just do himself in. Even though he had younger children, it hit him so hard with his son dying. So guys, I'm not saying that depression is not real. It's real. I know it's real. I know when Sharon went through menopause 10 years ago, it was awful. She was just weepy. I felt so bad for her. But we found a way to help her with that. We got an entire menopausal support program now that we developed for Sharon that worked really, really well. So, you know, there's all kinds of good things you can do. In fact, we've got a special. Yesterday, you know, I was about to take the RV out and I was basically cleaning it out. And I found 3 boxes of Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Like there's 50 CD sets. And we thought we were out of those. We thought we had like a dozen of those left in stock. We have like 150 left in stock. So what we're going to do is we have a new special out. And this is the program that we have sold hundreds of thousands of sets on over the years. I mean, crazy amounts of these things have been sold. This is the primary health program that we used when the conference was back in the 90s with a lot of changes we've made to it since then. Phenomenal series. It comes with reports on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, ADD, autism, learning disabilities. All this stuff's included with it. And since we've got so many of them left and CDs are on their way out, we're going to open up that CD set thing again. Last month, we had such a huge response with people getting that free Maximum Success series. We're going to give them, when they order $200 worth of product, any of you guys now, it's TED CD set is the coupon code. You're going to go ahead and get that Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program along with all of the reports on burning body fat, burning cellulite, all of that stuff is coming to you absolutely free when you order $200 worth of supplements. And so we want to give you that offer on these tapes that we thought, or CDs that we thought were gone, but I found a cache of them yesterday, so I want to make them available to you guys. And that coupon code is open and available now, TED CD set. And so you get the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. It's a $129 set. And what we'll also do, we've got some Healthy Country Cooking cookbooks left in inventory, and some of the recipes are a little bit, we need to change them some, but we have them left in inventory. Also, when they do that, we're also going to give them the Healthy Country Cooking cookbook, which always went with the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy anyhow, along with that. So they're going to get a $25 book, $129 worth of CDs, and basically, close to 160 with shipping and everything else of information with this program absolutely for free when they order $200 worth of stuff. So I want you guys to have this set. This is that CD set that has changed so many lives. It's unbelievable. It takes you through a systematic process on lowering your blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels, and burning body fat. So I'm glad I found some of them, and we can now supply you guys with them. So what's your final story there, Oz?
Yeah, well, this was funny. Yesterday, I just wanted to touch on, I forgot to bring the article up. We were talking about how the mainstream media, again, constantly keeps pushing everything on Trump as far as not covering stuff. This was weird. The video from Donald Trump's speech last week in Daytona Beach down here, where ABC News was airing it, cut the live feed as Trump began to talk about Hillary Clinton's connection to ISIS. I actually watched this. And if you take, he states on here, he goes, if you take a look at Orlando, you take a look at San Bernardino, take a look at the World Trade Center, we have ISIS, and they've taken this position, and it was Hillary Clinton. She should get an award for them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it and then it cuts off. The live stream coverage immediately cuts out and goes to background music. The video comes back in, but with Trump muted for a few more seconds before turning to full coverage, and he's completely done with that segment of his speech. I thought that was really, really funny and just coincidental that it just happened to happen right then, which I don't believe it did at all. But this is just interesting to see how the mainstream media is in just full-blown panic mode and trying to prevent people from really seeing the truth of what's going on with Hillary.
Well, the Mossad is involved in all of this. I mean, they're neck deep in all of this. And Hillary's neck deep in the Mossad with AIPAC. And so this thing's a major mess that's happening that nobody wants to talk about. And it deeply involves the Israeli secret service is what it is. In fact, one guy went so far as to said, I'm not saying this is accurate. He said ISIS stood for the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, ISIS. And you know, and so I mean, he's got a whole. You watch him online. You can put that in Google and you'll see it. And he died. And he said he supposedly documents all the stuff that he says. You know, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. But I know that they're involved in it. I know they were involved in 9/11. I've seen all the research on it. And guys, it's just one of those things. I mean, we got to figure out, you know, where we stand with these other countries that are involved in our business so deeply in the United States and how much political input they can have into our elections and choosing our leaders. And I'm not just picking on Israel. I'm talking about any country at all who wants to be involved in our country and meddling in our election process. Guys, it's not right. It's not legal. But remember, Israel's owned pretty much by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's their fiefdom. They also own the majority of all the media in the United States. And if they certainly wanted to talk, not let Donald Trump talk about Hillary's connection to ISIS, they could certainly drop the feed on that, Austin, because they have the ability to do that. It's total censorship, and it should be illegal. But guys, apparently they get to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it now, and nobody gets to say anything back to them. Otherwise, we're basically branded as racist, I guess. You know,
we're domestic terrorists.
You know, whatever, I don't know. But guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll be back on with Doug Hagman on Thursday night this week for the full 3 hours. So I'm looking forward to you guys listening. I'm looking forward to doing the show. I appreciate you guys. And thanks for signing up for our newsletters. And thanks for supporting Health Masters. And thanks for at least getting your multiple vitamins from us. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, we appreciate everything, guys. Check out the website, healthmasters.com. If you got any questions, email us, give us a call. We're always here to try and help you guys out. Thank you for everything. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll be on with you guys tomorrow.